Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, as the great philosopher Neil Sedaka once wrote, breaking up is hard to do. So if there's time and opportunity, why not get a little help? Sarah Davison is a breakup coach and even runs divorce retreats. Sarah, good afternoon to you.
Hi.
Do you tend to work with couples, Sarah, or just individuals?
I work with individuals to help them cope better with the emotional roller coaster of a breakup or a divorce and the practical challenges. So usually just one person, not couples.
Right. Okay. And would they tend to come to you before it happens, or has it just happened?
Well, it's a good question. I think most people will be come to me during the process, but some people definitely come to say, look, I'm thinking about leaving my partner, or my partner said, for example, I have a client at the moment, her husband told her that he was going to leave her when the kids went off to university this September. So she knew it was coming. And then I have clients that they've been single for over 15 years and they still haven't moved on. So they come to me to say, look, I just need some help.
Yeah. But I suppose the people it's just happened to, or it's just about to happen to, they're in a hugely emotional state, and it must be difficult for them to kind of make rational decisions. That's probably, you know, if they were to look back, they go, I should have done this or acted this way at the time.
Absolutely. And for anyone that's listening who's been through one, they'll know that's exactly spot on. And that's the thing, especially when you're going through a divorce, you're having to make huge life-changing decisions about where you're going to live, who's going to spend what time with the children, how much money you're going to have to live on every week. And that's whilst you're going through this emotional roller coaster at the same time. So it's difficult enough to get out of bed, let alone make those decisions, which is why the support from a coach can be really helpful.
And is it also important? I would imagine it is, because all too often, you know, the divorce process starts, either both parties have a solicitor, then it turns into a sort of war.
Yeah, unfortunately, that we do see a lot of that. Yeah, there are other ways of doing it. I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow brought us conscious uncoupling, didn't she? Where
yes.
You can be amicable and go on holiday with your ex and their new partner. I mean, that I don't see many of those, Sean. Most of the people I see are what I've termed aggressively severing, unfortunately. But, you know, even if you want to have an amicable divorce, it's not always possible. If your ex is difficult or hell-bent on getting some sort of day in court, then you might be dragged through that. Yes, but there are things you can do to dial down the intensity, to manage that process and make it as smooth as possible.
And those things, when you dial down the intensity, I assume that's for yourself. You can't really have any influence on what the other parties, how they're going to act or how they're going to feel.
Well, unfortunately, no, we can't control what our ex is going to do or say or how they're going to behave. But we can control how we react and what we do and how we sort of behave with certain situations. And I think, you know, we all control the remote to our brain, but we're never given the manual when we're born, are we, on how to do that. So working with a coach helps you to sort of identify your behaviors and the triggers and times of day when things are worse, and then dial down those negative emotions. And then we do a lot of empowerment work. So it's about taking back your power, taking back control over the things you can control, because there will always be more than you think initially. And then putting plans together to cope with what's going on now, but also to create that future. Because, you know, divorce can be an opportunity to redesign your life just the way you want it. And quite often with reflection, things weren't quite as great as maybe you thought. So actually learning from that is very important too.
Yeah. And when you have these retreats, are people in groups, are they discussing their experiences with each other?
Yeah, I mean, there's two different types, actually. There's the live retreats that I run where people come together, and that's a relatively sort of select group who come together, and we fast track them through all the different stages of their breakup within a 2-day period. So I run those, and they're great because your ex doesn't come in the middle and interfere. Whereas when you're doing online coaching or, you know, coaching over Zoom or whatever, you know, every other week, you know, life gets in the way a bit. So we can make really positive, fast transformations in 2 days together. But the online support groups are the ones that really are providing the support for people right now. That they're, you know, it's less than £10 a week to jump on, and we run a free trial anyway. You get a free week, and you can come on. And there's accredited coaches, because I train people to become coaches. So it's my coaches that I've trained running these hourly slots on Zoom, so you can join from anywhere, and you see other people going through, sharing their stories. You can share and get advice and help. So those are really helpful, because if you think about it, there's help for alcohol, you know, there's AA for if you've got a problem with alcohol, or Weight Watchers for losing weight. But there hasn't been in the past any support for being brokenhearted, yet it affects most of us on the planet at least once in our lifetime, right?
Yeah. And when you have those live sessions and people are there together in a hotel and they're all people who are probably for the most part newly single and would like to remake their lives and they're surrounded by other people in exactly the same situation, you know where I'm going here. Do you discourage that kind of thing?
No, I mean, the thing is, you have to go on a journey first. And that's a lot of the work that we're doing is learning the lessons from the past, because quite often my clients in the first couple of sessions have two criteria for meeting a new partner. And one is they have a pulse. And the second one is they show them a tiny bit of attention and then they sucker themselves to this poor person saying, oh, thank goodness I'm not going to be alone ever again. But that isn't a recipe for success. So we do go on that personal development journey, sort of rediscovering who they are and learning the lessons. You know, what do they, not just what they want, because most people know what they want from a partner, but it's what do you need? Mm. And that's the bit that most of us sort of don't look at after a breakup. So we focus on that. But yeah, I mean, you know, there have been relationships that have been formed and mainly very good friendships that last a lifetime, because when you're in those kind of groups, the friendships and the bond, because everyone's quite vulnerable and everyone's sharing as well, only as much as they're comfortable with, but there's quite a lot of sharing and transformation. And so they become a support group for each other from that. And the friendships, I mean, from even from the retreats I ran when I first started this 12 years ago, you know, they're still in touch. They still go on sort of holidays together. Some of them date together, you know, go on dating events and things. So, yeah, it's a very supportive community.
And you do have some Irish clients?
Yes, we do. We do. I mean, I have coaching clients all over the world, but I've actually trained coaches in Ireland as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a big need for it right now. I mean, most people used to go to therapy before, but now because breakup and divorce coaches is a relatively new thing, you know, people want the more tailored approach. So what we find is there's a growing demand for it, especially post-pandemic.
Sarah, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Sarah Davison there. She's the founder of the International Divorce Coach Centre of Excellence. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We'll take a break back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief. Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Weekdays at 2 p.m.
on News Talk.